It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Barnes & Noble has announced the Nook tablet, its response to Amazon's Kindle Fire tablet. Both will be available next week. Together, they make up this new class of gadget that does more than an e-book reader, but less than an iPad. Mini tablets. The Nook tablet goes for $249. Kindle Fire is $199. But Joshua Topolsky from TheVerge.com says they're pretty similar.
They're both mini tablets based on Android. They have a capacitive touchscreen display like the iPad, and they can run apps, but they each have their own private app store or, you know, their version of the Android market. So they don't have Google's Android app store. They have their own Barnes & Noble or Amazon app marketplace. And the Nook tablet has a little bit more RAM.
And by RAM, we're talking about memory. So then, I mean, isn't there sort of a divide then between putting things on the device with the Nook tablet and putting things in the cloud with the Kindle Fire?
Yeah, well, they both have cloud services. They are emphasizing more onboard storage with the Nook tablet. So the Kindle Fire has 8 gigabytes of storage for content, whereas the Nook tablet has 16, and it's expandable to 32 gigs.
Getting a tablet computer for $200 or $250 sounds great, but Topolsky says ask yourself some hard questions before you buy.
Do you want an iPad? If you're thinking about buying an iPad, you're going to have some things that you can't do with these devices. Certainly, their ecosystems in terms of the kind of applications you can get are not going to be nearly as vast. And there are limitations in other ways. They don't have cameras. They only offer Wi-Fi models. They don't have Bluetooth. But they're, of course, half the price.
But maybe you don't need your machine to do much. Your car's speedometer goes to 100, but you never do. Do you? Molly Wood is executive editor at CNET.
If you find that you really only want to read books and maybe very occasionally check email or watch a little bit of video, you might be perfectly happy with the Kindle Fire, which is great because it's the cheapest option. And then it sort of it goes up from there in terms of what you can do. The Nook tablet is very compelling because you get close to an iPad experience. You have a relatively full-fledged version of Android. You can do all that media consumption and read for half the price of an iPad. The one I think is really looking like it's in trouble at this point is a $500 tablet.
Really?
Well, it gets a little bit hard to justify unless you really, really want that bigger screen. The fact is you're going to be able to do email, browse the web, read books, and watch video on a tablet that now costs $250.
Molly Wood from CNET. For more, visit us at marketplacetech.org. Hey, crank up that Crystal Gayle.
You found someone. And don't
Lasers.
Make my brown eyes blue.
Lasers could soon make your brown eyes blue. Inventor Greg Horner has been working with ophthalmologists on a procedure that shoots a laser into the eye and changes the color. He says brown eyes are naturally blue. You just have to zap the brown off. And he thinks most people prefer a lighter color eye. I have a couple of ideas that are easier than lasers in your eyeballs. One, contacts. Two, listen to some Van Morrison and accept yourself the way you are.
You, my bright girl.
This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business. Always thinking of ways to help your business be ready for anything. More at bestbuyforbusiness.com. And by Atlantic Monthly Press, publisher of Worm, The First Digital World War, a book about the Conficker computer worm and the secret battle to protect the Internet, by Mark Bowden, the author of Black Hawk Down.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.